gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered.
And her gold is not in her. She's a diamond.
This is another presentation of the world's greatest podcast. I am your host, Mr. John Andrew Miller, and this is my brother,
Charlie Reifenberger,
and this is Golden Nonsense.
Golden Nonsense!
Today, I am pleased to announce an esteemed guest.
Highly esteemed.
A good friend of mine, and his name is Jeremy. We'll say his last name later. But we're happy to have you, Jeremy. I know like a little bit about you. You're a friend of a friend. The homie pro has been on the show before already.
Yes, he's great. And great guest, actually.
And so I know how great you are at conversation, just, you know, personally. But I don't think the world knows. So we're just going to dick around and figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. What you been up to, man? What you been working on? Got anything cool going in the car space?
I'm building an 80-mile-an-hour go-kart.
That's pretty cool.
Now, Why does it have to be so fast, Jeremy?
That I haven't figured out, as I've made an engine that goes 50 already, and I flipped over twice.
So you why flipped over twice?
So yeah. Why faster?
So it's got, does it have a roll bar?
The bring it up, Jeremy.
No, I fell out of it.
You fell out of it. It's just, It's no top, no ceiling.
No.
No ceiling on the go-kart. No.
So why are you making it so powerful? A go-kart is supposed to be for fun, not for, like, you know, speed. Like,
yeah,
you can go 80 miles per hour in a car.
Wouldn't it be fun to go 80 miles per hour closer to the ground?
I don't think so. I think that sounds kind of terrifying to me. You're more of a meat rocket. Like, we're already meat rockets, right? But now you're you're Super Mario at that point. You're playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. That's like, exactly what I'm going for with
like,
the build.
Like, a nigga could throw a banana peel at you for real, and it affects your ride. Like, it will.
I'm legit, because the suspension wasn't aligned properly.
Yeah.
As I was getting up to 50, it just...
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's not designed for it.
The speed wobbles.
I'm sure it's not designed for it.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. So wait, what's the engine come off of?
So it's just a 212 Predator engine from Harbor Freight.
Okay.
The current one I'm building. The other one is a Subaru Robin engine, small engine that comes on like snow blowers and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
So let me ask you, Jeremy, were you trained at auto fair, or were you just a nerd and did it by yourself?
Just did it by myself. No school.
Okay.
YouTube University. And I've had a love for cars since I was a kid. I still have import tuner mags from when I was like 14.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So
I used to read those fucks.
Yeah.
Import tuner. I never understood the fascination, because to me it's all the same thing, right? Like I like the cooler looking ones, you know what I'm saying? But like so you get a shell of a car, right? Let's say one you like is what? Like
get 240SX.
Boom, there we go.
240SX. That's a what? That's
it's
Nissan?
A Nissan, yeah.
Right?
S chassis Nissan.
All right. Now, the S chassis Nissan is important. Why? Is it just the way the engine can mount on it, or what?
They're just cool looking, really. I mean, that's all it really comes down to. It's a coupe. That's all there really is.
Am I asking retarded questions?
Not necessarily, but it's an iconic car in Japanese racing culture.
Yeah.
Drifting. It's a great chassis to drift. They used to be very cheap. You could go get one for $500 to $1,000 and you can beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
You can go get another engine from the junkyard,
rear wheel drive already, right?
Yep.
They start as a rear wheel drive, which not all that many Japanese vehicles are rear wheel drive. A lot of them are front wheel. So,
Correct. So
this one out the gate was rear wheel drive, and people like will swap anything and put a rear wheel in it. But like,
it's just the way to customize and make a machine better.
Yeah,
faster.
Just an iconic line of Nissan, and their rear wheel drive. The engine is pretty great to turbo. Some of them
come
pre-turbo from the factory.
Yeah.
So with a cut ring gasket and a few other changes, you can produce a lot of power. They're great for drifting, like right off the line.
Yeah.
Maybe an angle kit and you can go fuck around and you're good to go. You have enough power already stocked, to be honest, if you're good enough.
Yeah. See, that's all Chinese to me, bro. That's all Chinese to me.
Because like back in the day, you know, you only had like, what, 150, 160 horsepower, and right. they were drifting that shit, which nowadays they say you need double that, but
no, dude.
No, you're good.
You need 200. That's what you need.
Yep.
You got 200 horsepower, you're great.
Now, to drift, do you need to have, you said an angle kit? What does that do?
Well, you get an angle kit to push out the front end of the car so that you can get more steer. For instance, you know, when you're in your vehicle, right, and you turn wheel to lock, you have right. a certain amount of angle
right.
in which you can turn. So that is your turn ratio. So this improves your turn ratio so that
makes
you can
it tighter.
Get more of an angle.
It makes the
Well, it makes it adjustable.
Okay.
So that you can actually make it tighter or more loose to your liking.
Depending on how you
do it. Do you typically want it tighter, though? You want more wheel turn for less turning of the steering wheel?
Is drifting like pussy? Do you need it tighter? Or do you need it looser, like a belt?
I don't know. I like my belts kind of tight.
Like your angles or what? I'm trying to figure it out. I need a metaphor.
Acute.
Okay.
All you want an acute angle.
It's 45 degrees. It's pretty tight.
I don't know what he's getting at. Is this a sex joke or a car joke? Because
I was
kind of blank about
where John was going.
I'm trying to go for both, but it's not formulating because I don't know enough about cars. I need some more car juice.
So what was your first? So you've built drift cars, you said. Right?
No, I'm more of a track. I build more track cars.
Track cars.
Yeah.
What's your first car you bought?
First car I got was a 99 BMW 318i.
Nice.
Which to me was amazing. It's an E46 chassis.
Mm-hmm.
But
that white junk you said
it's
that,
a,
or
it's
no?
a four cylinder
no. it's a four no, cil- it's six cylinder
it's six cylinder
yeah
it's 318
6 2.8 liter it's not
yeah.
really that fast, but when you're young you think it's super fast. You go and get a K&N filter for it,
yeah,
and you know you chop your fucking exhaust off and you think
yep
you think you're Vin Diesel or something.
Yep.
I don't know,
you super glue some of those halo lights into the BMW headlights.
Yeah,
I think those are so sick.
So that was my first car. I blew that engine. I
okay.
bought a cheap turbo eBay kit.
Yeah.
Fucking destroyed it. Second
yeah.
car was a 2010 330i.
Okay.
Destroyed it.
Yeah.
After that, I got a Mini Cooper S. Blew the supercharger in that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have cars I have now.
He's just the Grim Reaper when it comes to your vehicles. Are these three cars going to die too? Or
so
what?
The thing about
well,
it is,
you have
right?
to drive them, bro. I'm not making show cars. I'm driving them to beat on them.
That's real.
So the thing about it.
To use them, right?
The thing about a turbo or a supercharger,
them.
Right? You're forcing air into the engine, right?
Right, more air.
So unless the car is specifically designed to have all that air forced in there, There's a time limit on how long you can run it. Like you're stressing everything out when you do that,
especially without changing internal components.
Now, right,
if you get to changing rods, pistons, things like that. You know, you can lower your compression ratio and you could extend the longevity of your engine. Eventually, it's going to wear out because you're adding so
you're
much more pressure to it. Yes, right. Mm. But 19-year-old me didn't know anything about compression ratios or any of that shit.
Yeah,
I just slapped it together. And blew the head gasket.
I respect that.
It was fun for like a month.
until you're fucking driving on white smoke and shit.
Yep. And then I got called off and that was that.
Yeah, man.
It was good times.
I was thinking about taking on a new project.
You know what project I'm thinking about taking on?
What's that?
Rebuilding the Philadelphia Bridge. Y'all saw that happen today?
Bro. No.
You didn't see that?
I heard something about
that.
Bro,
I sent it to your fucking Twitter, bro. You should check your fucking shit.
That shit had to be purposeful.
That's what I said. There's no way you go through a fucking channel day in, day out, no problems. And did you see the sped up video?
He turned around.
Did you see the sped up video?
Yeah.
Bro, it looks, when you see it sped up, it looks so deliberate.
Right. It looks like he literally turned around and went straight forward.
You know, Twitter's so racist, they found any reason to shit on anybody. They looked up the manifest of the ship, and it was an all Indian crew, 22 Indians. Now, I don't know what that means.
The Baltimore Bridge.
Yep. I don't know about Indians' history with driving boats, so.
Well, I'm not. I don't think they're known for it.
I don't think so. Well,
I think they're known for like IT and
curry. Can you imagine if
Spice.
You were on this bridge?
Oh, some folks died.
They're not here anymore, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's just freezing water.
Was he going right for the pylon?
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to see. You're watching the slow video.
Yeah. Just wait till he, like, turns around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look, it's just a slow burn
for
him.
I've never seen this. I've never watched this.
Live on Golden Nonsense. Charlie, as an engineer, is watching this happen. And look, here's what's funny, right? There are people, conspiracy theorists on Twitter already. They're already saying that it's not only a deliberate job, right? But if you slow down the video and look at the top where the cables meet the top of the arches, right? Mm-hmm. They're explosions, like arches. Like there's like charges on there.
Oh, fucking A, dude.
I kind of got that vibe looking at fucking it initially.
A. Yeah, dude. And it's like, okay, is this Indian attack on America or is this the Chinese? Because you know, they said that they lost power. They said that the cargo the fucking.
Well, if you look at the video, the lights kept flashing intermittently, so it looks as if. And I was thinking, I was like, are they cutting power? Because right before they hit it, it's like the power cut. It hits and then.
Dude, imagine being one of these last cars to make it across, like right.
You're fucking
right
the shit's fucking like, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah. straight up.
You just or do you remember
in
was
a fucking 318i?
Was it the
turbocharger on
the,
it?
The jump with Batman was it with Bane where the dude ran across the touchdown line? He was like,
oh my god,
Hines
Ward!
Him.
It was Hines Ward they had playing the the football player. He catches a kickoff and he takes it all the way back.
Right. But he's like, oh my gosh!
And as he's running, the whole field is collapsing yeah. behind him. He takes it 100 yards and it's just all, dude. I remember that was in the trailer and I was just like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah,
dude.
Bro. Crazy. Awesome, Batman. I mean, that on top of P. Diddy being raided by the fucking Homeland Security. I read about
dude,
that
that's
last
crazy.
Night. I was like, oh, it's gonna be like the feds. No, it's not just the feds. It's Homeland Security. What is he doing?
So you heard today?
Child porn,
that,
I guess.
He sold all of his shares of Revolt.
Did he? Yeah.
Did he do it?
I mean, yeah, he did. Look, old boy is doing damage control. Like, how much can he save? I mean, P. Diddy stock is going to zero, bro. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, the Diddler, whoever you want to know him as, right? Like, I don't know why it's going down so hard right now, but. It's like you got Indians attacking bridges, right? A major thoroughfare in America.
Yeah.
And I read about it, too. It said that fucking bridge is the bridge is specifically designed to be a little bit wider to transport hazardous materials.
Yeah.
So now they're going to have to take them through the city through a tunnel, which is
dude,
you know,
that's going to fuck up traffic so bad.
Oh, it's done. It's fucked up traffic for the next 5 years in that town.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah. And look, if they're not targeted already, bro, the tunnel is going to be motherfucking collapsed. I hate to fucking call it like this, but it's going to be some Batman shit.
Imagine crossing the bridge like you successfully made it as it collapsed, but your house is back over here.
Oh, you're on the other side of Baltimore? Oh, no. Right. Like you made it to work.
Yep. Now you got to take this long, dumb roundabout way.
You got to take the 3-hour way home.
Yep.
Yeah, you live in, you got to drive through Maryland and Virginia to get back to your house.
They got to put up another fucking bridge out here. We need three.
It's not.
We need three bridges.
How long does it take to build a bridge? In China, 2 weeks. In America, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. They've been working on the Perkins exit for like 2 years already.
Bro, they got this shit closed for no fucking reason.
Dude, I don't understand
it. It's traffic every day.
Yep.
On 240.
Like if we can,
and you're looking and you're like it's all blocked off. One of the lanes is closed and you're just like get to the end of it. You're expecting to see something. Fucking nothing there. It's
bro,
like, what are y'all doing?
If we can build
just causing traffic for no fucking reason.
If we can build apps and world-changing technological advancements through code in, let's say, what, 80 years, 60 years since coding has been out? I don't know the time frame, right? But we should have perfected building by now, right?
Yeah.
And it's even in its advanced, like, we're in its advanced form. We got fucking reinforcement and fucking
steel reinforced concrete.
I get all that shit, bro, but we should be doing it fast right now. I don't know why.
We should be doing it faster.
We're just recently adopting the modular building, whereas China's been doing that for, what, a decade more?
Now, what is modular building?
So, for instance, you know how now you can get well, tiny homes have become popular and people build homes out of shipping containers, etc.
Yeah.
Well, now you can get pre-built, prefabricated homes, and then that shit just comes over on a pallet and you put it together like fucking Legos.
Okay.
And it's a pre-built establishment. There's no work that has to be done. It's literally putting it up, drilling it, bolting it together, and you're done.
Now, was it just like slabs of what is it? What's coming? What's
No, they're making. You can make it's an a entire house home out of it. Is what I'm saying.
It's a whole house.
It's not just like a garage or anything like that. You can make it any. Yeah.
No, so. I mean, I know. I mean, look. Essentially, here in America, anyway, right? We build with boxes, right? Whether it be with wood, with drywall, or whatever, right? It's like we got a square and a square and a square and a square. Or we got a square on top of a square. We got a square next to a square. You got a square for your cars. You know what I'm saying? We just got squares. And I get that. It's parcels, all that shit. And I understand it's, you know, meant for
my
just...
rooms got rooms.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Jeezy. you ever seen Hannibal Buress?
Yeah. Which one?
The one where he talks about that Jeezy song. He goes, Jeezy's got this line. He says, my rooms got rooms. He goes, nah, Jeezy, those are closets. How stupid, dumb, big. My rooms got rooms. Yeah, bro. I don't fucking know, dude. Let me go back to them having the fucking.
I want to finish this real quick, please.
Yeah, right. Modular homes.
Mr. Engineer Man. Yeah. All right. Modular building, right? So basically a 3D printer for large projects, right? AKA a home, AKA a car, AKA. A bridge?
You're not 3D printing it, though.
It's not being 3D printed.
It's prefab.
Prefab. So you're putting it in a mold.
So you know how...
You're just building it.
Say you want a house built, right?
Yeah.
You have a plot of land. You have to go get a contractor. They have to call to get the materials. So the building materials are dropped off on site. And then they have to build all the shit together.
Right. That's construction. Right.
Right. That's correct.
That's what that means.
Modular building is everything's going to come... to your location, to where you're building it.
Yes.
Already prefabricated. The walls, everything. You were literally...
I mean, it's the same as a trailer, right? It's the same as a trailer, isn't it? Yeah. Like a double-wide, single-wide trailer.
Yeah,
I'm up and drop it off. All right, it's the same shit.
I'm just buying it. Have you ever seen a house transported? I saw that shit in college. It's just bananas.
Yep.
Yeah, right, so you just
pick up a square... Put a square down.
Well, now they got these tiny homes.
Yeah.
I need 10
squares.
They look so nice. These tiny homes, right? They look fantastic. They look like a nice house, but it's still a fucking trailer at the end of the day, right?
Exactly.
It's just a trailer. It's just a fancy looking trailer.
So if I wanted a mansion.
Speaking of moving homes, you know, the house across from Young Ave was actually facing a different direction initially.
They picked it up and changed the direction?
Picked it up and moved it. Yeah.
So what? Is it for sunlight, for like energy purposes, or what? What was it?
I just wanted it to face the street, maybe.
See, look, that you know how cold that is? It's like...
That's money, bro. That's money.
Right. You go outside and he's talking to your wife. You're like, man, I'm really tired of the house facing south. I want the front door to face east. Let me call a guy. He's like, sir, we can 90 degree your house for, I don't know, 50 G's.
Right.
He's like, I don't like my house being on this side street. I want it to be on...
The
Young
street.
Avenue.
Right. I want to be on the street. And so now it's like, yeah. Then you got to call the city. Yeah, I don't live over there no more. I don't live on Young no more.
Nope.
I live on Cooper now.
My address has changed.
I face my front door.
Who was the first guy to go, I want my house to go like this now after it's already made?
Well.
That seems like too much work.
Well, it's anybody that understands like machinery. Because before that shit was, I mean, no, not before. It was possible. All you needed was. The foundation to be jacked, right?
Yeah.
And slowly move to the left or the right.
Facts. So Shakira, after her divorce, she was left the house. She literally had the house transported to another country.
Really?
She just picked the shit up and was like, I'm taking the house. Yeah. So she literally took taking the house to a whole nother level.
See, look, you know, that's fucking bananas, bro. You just get a whole new yard and climate and neighbors.
Yep. Same house. She just literally had that shit picked up and took it.
But, like, why? Like, what was it with the house that it makes sense to do that? Like, you can do anything, right?
This exactly.
But why, though?
Exactly, Charlie. We can do anything.
We can do anything.
I want my fucking house. She's secure with the fucking
ass. I didn't
want
to live in Spain anymore. I'm out.
Right. You know what?
I'm getting a divorce. Fuck
it. I'm gonna put it on a barge and take it to Colombia.
Yeah.
So, I want to bring up this topic, okay? Y'all know Brian was over there? At Black Lodge. Is that one of y'all's homies?
Brian
Rollins is his name.
No,
I don't know that guy.
Bells.
He's got bird caps, old van.
Okay.
And he's going to give it to me for free.
The van, the car?
The van.
That's dope.
And I want to take it.
Take it.
But it's like,
is it old?
It's old.
Decrepit?
It's old.
Is it rusted?
It needs to. I don't think it's rusted. He says that there's something wrong with the rear differential.
That's easy.
I mean, shit, right?
Yeah.
It's a free van.
I mean, a differential is the junk that makes the wheels turn right.
Yeah,
way, right?
Yeah. We can go to the junkyard, find an old Expedition, put a Ford 8.8 in that bitch, and do some wheelies.
Dude, that'd be fun. That'd be fun, man.
Yeah, you got a real twisted metal ass van. Hey, look, you know what?
I think it's a 5-liter V8 in there. I think it's a 5-liter.
Do you remember?
It's a Chevy conversion van, but it's got, you know, basically, it's like a fucking 1500, like a Silverado 1500, basically, right?
Oh, dude, look.
Take it.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, take it. Don't be a fool. This is God sending you.
I thought so, too.
You know what? You know what?
But then, does it have seats? Today.
Does it have seats?
It's got front seats. It doesn't have rear seats. I'm gonna go on the road with it, man. I'm a traveling comedian, man.
Put a couple benches in it. Look, Charlie. I'm gonna tell you right now. If whatever I can do to help you get this,
yes,
and put some benches in there, right?
Yeah.
Because look, we need transportation for the festival.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least be the maiden voyage.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever we gotta do.
Jesus.
For 18 comedians. All right.
18.
That's how many people are coming to town.
Damn.
Bro. 25 in total.
All so right. What I really want to do.
So let's gut it, put benches in there. I want to put
Well, I want to put like
an attachable pole. A minigun. Put in there.
Do you remember the website I sent you? Government Deals?
Yes.
Yes, there's a gun portion of it. We can get a minigun.
Okay. I'm with it.
What I really want to do is I want to get like.
You got to find a belt, though.
Some like really nice like Lexus back seats.
Yep.
And then just put those in there and just have like a really nice. Just two back seats. That way it'd be like a perfect.
So I'm going to fuck pad. It's going to be a porno fucking van. Right.
No.
Dude, all I want you to do is
no get fuck pad.
You need a fucking bimbos.
You hang up some of those bead curtains.
I need equipment. I need to be able to transport like my PA system and my stage.
PA, prostitute assistant.
Yep.
I gotta be able to stage. My pole.
prostitute assistant system. Boom. I have to have that with me.
Right.
I can't not have that.
All right. She comes with three functions.
All right. It's done. I'm dragging it home to my house because it doesn't run. I mean, it runs, but the rear differential is so fucked up. Apparently, you can't
drive it.
Drive it across town.
Oh yeah. Well, then you just gotta tow it.
Tow
bucks,
it,
right?
Get throw it. A new differential on there, and we're good.
Yeah, look, you know what? You know what? I would even do before you even get it.
What's that?
2 days before, right?
Yeah.
Just make sure you get the right specs and see if you can go to the junkyard and see if you can find one. Pre,
yeah, yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, just do the pre-work because you know you don't even want the fucking. The car sitting in your driveway too long, unoperational.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know your girl's going, bitch.
She's not going to be happy about it.
Yeah, I know.
She's not going to be happy about this.
Get after
regardless,
it,
but it doesn't matter.
Right. But
get after it.
But, yeah, but the quicker it's functional, the less she can complain about.
That's
right?
True.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. No, because, man, Birdcap just put this giant mural downtown. I mean, like he's
have you met him?
He's big deal.
Have you
no,
met him?
No.
He's a
weird guy.
Weird white fellow.
Yeah.
And weird in the sense that, like, I don't know. You know when you're friendly. I don't know. I think I'm a friendly person,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah.
I think I can be.
Just shy.
Yeah, man. He might just be shy or whatever, or maybe he just didn't want to associate with me. But he was just real like side eye. Like
yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, yeah, dude, you never know. Yeah. You never know.
I'm at the high tone all the time. I see your shit. It's pretty cool.
It's right. Cool shit.
Yeah, dude. What's up? And just
what if I buy what if I take this van for free and then. It becomes like super valuable because his
dies?
Art just gets so popular.
There you go.
Because I mean, all you need is a Tupac
ask
scenario.
Him, if you ever meet him, ask him to sign the van.
Yeah, all you need is a Tupac.
I'm gonna
scenario.
Get him to sign it, and then I'm gonna kill his ass.
Bro, become a Bird ninja.
Cap, I'm gonna take you out, bro.
Right. This van is gonna be worth
$1 million. Acquire your art. I'm gonna acquire all your art, and then I'm gonna kill you.
So wait, if you did,
what
that,
if he's a fan of the?
Does the
I'm kidding.
He's a fan of the pod.
No, I like
I'm
your
kidding.
What are you
Michael
saying,
Roy?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you do that, like, would the van become police evidence? Or like, does your girlfriend get to keep it and cash in?
I think, I don't know.
I think it becomes a mural. And then they park it.
Wherever, oh, shit.
They park it, wherever you kill them at.
I think you get to sell it.
They seize it and park it. Burkhead mural.
I don't think, I mean, I know they seize assets for like people who commit like fraud and stuff. But like, I don't think they do that for murder.
No. As long as you don't use it in the murder.
Yeah.
Well, if you see, if he signs it, then you kill him. You can't. So you have to wait.
Yeah. You got
to
wait.
Take the van back home.
If you don't, if you
think about it, bro,
and drive it to Atlanta.
That'll keep you safe.
Yeah, different states.
Now it's extra, now shit, it's, I'll take it to South Carolina. Now leave it at my parents' house.
Now it's extradition.
He thinks it's the 30s. He's John Dillinger. FBI don't exist.
It's like, all we got to do is drive to Virginia.
All we got to do is get across the state line. They got no jurisdiction. No jurisdiction in the state of Alabama.
Right. Kill a man in Mississippi, make it to Tennessee. I'm free.
I'm free.
Scott.
I didn't do nothing. Who was Scott and how the fuck did he get so free?
Dred
Scott.
Was that
the first slave? Oh, wait.
Is that what that's based off of?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Scott free?
I think so. You know.
I thought it was like the first slave that ever like escaped.
Just some guy named Scott?
Yeah. Scott.
It was
Scott.
Like, he's free?
He's out of here.
Scott free.
You saw Scott?
He's out of here.
Scott free.
He's fucking out of here, B.
Scott Freeman.
Hey, think about the first black dude to come up with that name. He was Freeman? Like, yeah, it's like, nah, his last name was a fucking slave name. Nah, I'm Scott Freeman.
Freeman?
Is that how you spell it? F-R-E-M-E-N?
Yep,
or Freeman. M-A-N?
Man.
Free man. Right? I am free man.
I'm a free man.
Scott Freeman. Oh, yes, Mr. Freeman. Okay, yes.
Mr. Freeman.
Boom.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And now we got, you know, Boondocks and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I'm changing my name to Freeman. I think that's a great name.
I don't know. What does your name even mean?
Are there any white are there any white people named Freeman with the last name Freeman?
It's gotta be.
My cousins are named Freeman.
Oh shit.
But you're from Atlanta. Right. Could be descendants from slaves.
Some black in you.
No, dude. No.
Somewhere.
No, these are not black people. Like my Uncle Jimmy.
Damn.
My Uncle Jimmy is like a white guy.
Deep gang.
I'm just saying he's not like he's a white dude.
Nah, dude. I'm
Jimmy
sure.
Freeman is a white man.
Jimmy Freeman might be a nigga, bro.
Right.
You never know.
Maybe.
Hey, Jimmy Freeman sound like a nigga that played the guitar.
Right.
Jimmy Freeman.
Or plays baseball for the Braves.
Yeah, yeah.
Black dude that plays for baseball for the Braves.
Shit.
Coming to the first base, Jimmy Freeman. Hometown hero. You know what
so
I mean?
Reifenberger, right? Like in Germany, if you a Reifen, that's like a tire on your car. Mm-hmm. A Reifen. And then burger means like mountain.
Tire mountain?
It's like
you're trash, dude. You're trash mountain.
I don't think it's a mountain of tires.
Zero
I think it's the
German.
I think it's the mountain where it's the mountain where they invented tires.
Oh, yes.
Reifenberger.
He said
tire mountain.
This is just like a German. I'm going to take the credit for the circle.
We invented the wheel.
Right.
We did.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if it wasn't for the
and
German.
Everything else. Well, wait. I mean, they
invented the car too,
and the final solution.
The automobile was invented in Germany.
No Germans, no microphones.
Yeah,
really?
Nazis invented the mic.
I didn't know
Shout
that.
Shout out.
Uh huh.
I know that it was Daimler and Benz were the inventors of the first automobile.
Where like Daimler,
like Mercedes, yeah,
like,
yeah,
like Daimler Chrysler.
Daimler Chrysler was when Mercedes was part owner of Chrysler. Yep. I actually had a Crossfire. It was a sick car.
Ugly as fuck.
I smashed that shit.
Ugly as fuck. Crossfire looks like a fucking dick and balls.
That's
bro.
A cool ass car, dude.
It looks like a pair of dick and balls. Like
little
a
little torquey
like
ass V6.
Like a Family Guy car,
it's
bro.
It's an SL. It's a Mercedes SL.
It's phallic.
V6.
It's phallic. The car is phallic.
Like the Family. Oh, I just got that. The Family Guy where he's like going in and out of the tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how the Crossfire looks, bro.
That is what it looks like.
You know what I've seen, though? You know on Broad Avenue over there by the Cove and shit? You know what I'm talking about?
What about it?
The street?
I know that area. Yeah.
Jeremy, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody owns one of them weird Japanese-style flatbed with the rounded top, like, what is it called? The flatbed truck things?
Like a
tow bed?
Like an El Camino?
It's not an El Camino. It's not like a. It's like a
Japanese
work,
El Camino.
Yeah, it's like a tiny little work,
like a K truck.
I don't know what a K truck looks like, but I'm looking it up real
so
quick.
So it's like a yeah.
Ooh, excuse me.
So my car that I was having car trouble with today.
Yeah.
I got a
shit. Me too.
Heard about
a Honda
that.
Passport. It's basically an Isuzu Rodeo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love that little thing, man.
Yeah.
It's a great car, but I left the lights on and the battery died. So I was on the highway and the shit was like it didn't have enough battery to keep the engine going when I was like coasting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like sputtering when I was just off the gas, but yes. I just kept the fucking
a K truck, a Japanese mini truck. Mm-hmm. Yes, somebody has one of those over there. I'm sorry,
that's cool as fuck. Let me see that.
I love K trucks. They use them in Japan as for farm vehicles.
Right. Like just like
and
you know.
Now we can import them here,
but you can't. But you can't make them here.
No, you can't make them here.
Dude, this is cool as fuck. I want one of these.
You can import them now, but a lot of states are starting to ban registration for them.
Why?
Because they're assholes.
I bet you money is literally because they're too fuel efficient.
I bet it's actually because they haven't smashed enough of them to confirm that they're up to the safety standards of our cars.
Yeah, well, they said that same shit back in the 90s, and that's why we have the 25-year rule anyway.
That's why they smashed the R20.
Bro, they have that fucking shitty-ass smart car.
You hear about that R34 that they smashed in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So the GTRs are not approved in America. So, like...
It's because they don't have a bar in the door. There's a steel bar in the side of your door for crash safety.
Yeah.
And for that simple fact, they weren't able to import that vehicle. But honestly,
the GTR.
It's the same reason. Have you ever heard of like Kinder Bueno or Kinder Joy, the candies?
No.
Okay. So
that's a type of car?
No. Kinder is a type of candy.
Yeah.
On a tangent.
Okay. Okay. Right? All right.
Yeah, it's not FDA approved or some shit.
So the thing is, in the 90s, they didn't allow import for it because a small toy is on one half of the candy, and they said children may choke on it. But the thing is it was because they didn't want competition. Mars, Hershey.
Right, of course.
Literally made
it. That's how it always works.
And that's how it got approved.
That's right. How it always works.
They lobbied against
other American JDM vehicles weren't allowed over here. It's because lobbying.
Right, exactly.
At the end of the day.
Corruption.
Right.
Yeah.
The Mustang gonna lose sales.
That's how it always works, man. That's how this shit always fucking works. You ever watch Food Inc.? You ever watch that movie?
Yep.
So, like, basically they're like, oh, Tyson makes chickens this way. They raise them, you know, covered in shit in a fucking pit. And then they're like, oh, well, we can't have these people just raising chickens on a farm. So now it's illegal to just raise a chicken on a farm.
Anything that has industry behind it in America, it's been banned.
Yeah. Well, it's everybody looks at it, they're like, oh, well, it's, you know, to keep everybody safe. But, like, of course the shit just gets hijacked
by
the most powerful people in any industry.
I want a minigun with a chicken with eight legs.
I want a fucking GTR with a fucking turret out the back of it.
Fire.
And I'm eating free-range chicken, drinking unpasteurized milk.
No, right. That's how you're fucking real American.
Eating some kind of candy that's got a toy in it that I'm gonna choke on while I'm shooting my turret.
I don't know, man. There's worse things in the world, dude. I think I just know that we're coming up on the end times, guys. It's like they say every few years.
Right.
You're right, bro. You're
already went through it. I feel like 2020 was like
no, I'm good, bro.
Like,
no,
okay. Like we got through 2020, and now we're just in like some kind of weird after. Like that was
some weird time loop. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in some kind of purgatory. We might have started in 2012, honestly.
Oh, when the world ended the first time.
Yeah.
Third time.
I think it might have ended.
Yeah.
I think 2012 might have been the end.
And
now we're like,
fucked.
Now we're like just living in some weird like
you know,
dimension that isn't the right dimension. Like we're in the wrong timeline now or something.
Can I tell y'all something about a theory of mine I have about art?
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So art is a like a hazy mirror into the future, right?
Sure.
And so the way human beings express themselves through their nightmares and also through their dreams, through their art, is how society advances in some form or fashion, right? Because it becomes, what's the word I'm looking for? It becomes not illusionary, but something to aspire to. It becomes aspirational, right?
Sure.
So the, like, there is sci-fi dystopia more so than sci-fi utopia, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, a lot of bioweapon mishap movies versus the
cure to something movie.
Yeah, like, we cured all fucking AIDS or some shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, movie. But the Dr. Sebi movie, right? They stopped that shit all day.
Right. I think we did cure AIDS, right?
Somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Ass magic.
It's
right.
It's done,
right? The cure is don't fuck in the ass. That's the fucking cure.
Or just bite magic.
Have you ever heard the
bite magic?
He has to have the cure. If I had it, I would just bite magic.
Oh, yeah. It's in his blood.
It's in his blood.
You're right. It's got to be. I would bite magic. Right. On some Henrietta Lacks.
Have you ever heard the people who are like,
Los Angeles.
That think like AIDS is not real?
What?
It's real, but for people who engage in
right, it's
lewd
acts. Well, any kind of butt sex or intravenous drug use, it's not being transmitted through heterosexual sex. That's the reality. But
no.
This guy was on fucking Rogan. This was years ago. I listened to him, and he was like, AIDS isn't real. HIV is real. HIV is a virus that people get. But this AIDS thing, it was like, he thinks it was like the drugs that they were giving these guys that was like killing them.
The immune system?
Yeah. And also he thinks that like these gay dudes were just taking poppers and ass fucking. doing all kinds of weird like ecstasy and like meth, and like that's what was actually killing them, other than like the actual drugs that the doctors were giving them.
It definitely probably was.
I like the theory that, so basically you're saying that in this, the medicine that they're giving is actually advancing the HIV, which is thus weakening their immune system and killing them faster.
Yep.
That was this guy's theory.
It's not nuts because
it's called AZT was the medicine that
that's not nuts.
They're putting people on.
You know why it's not nuts? Because the government has a history of predatory practices against undesirables, quote unquote, right? Whether it be blacks, gays, or women's, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the fuck up the women's uteruses through birth control. You kill the gays. And the blacks with AIDS, you know what I'm saying? Give the black people, the black farmers syphilis. There's always some type of fucking agenda.
Yeah.
Kill the whites with opioids, you know what I'm saying? You know, crack up the black community.
Yeah, whites.
That's the thing.
The undesirable whites.
Yeah.
Rural monster energy whites that we don't enjoy.
You said monster energy, right?
You know, the monster energy whites.
Not the good people that drink Red Bull.
Yeah.
Or black coffee. Oh, my bad. Right,
cocaine's for the respectable whites.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Not the meth heads. That's, that's the West Virginians.
I trust a meth head before I trust a coke head.
I would trust, bro.
Is something burning?
Right.
There's definitely something burning. Is it okay? Is it a problem? We don't know. We really don't know.
Sometimes there's a guy who roasts coffee downstairs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's that because it's kind of suspicious.
That
but
could
no,
be it.
But no one else seems to be alarmed.
It kind of smells like popcorn.
It smells like burnt ramen.
It's burnt ramen. Something burnt.
It's the coffee. Is that what it always is? Because it always smells like burnt popcorn in here. I always thought that they were just leaving something in the oven.
Yeah, there's no popcorn. There's a
strong-ass coffee.
Yeah. I mean, he's roasting. Like I went down there to see the operation, bro. This shit is fucking massive.
Damn.
Yeah, like giant industrial convection oven with like 10 rows of sheet trays and shit.
He's down there on his Heisenberg shit late at night?
Yeah, I know the dude. His name is Ben. Ben Griff.
Simmons.
Griffith. Something like that. But he's a coffee dude. He's into that shit.
Yeah, he's cooking up meth for the undesirable whites.
And he's cooking up basically meth for poor whites.
That's right.
The local black coffee bean person.
John Jolly and his whole family.
Damn.
Dude, John Jolly is, he has, you know, folks
Do you know John Jolly?
That's crazy.
Folks buying Ozempic, you need to get on the meth diet.
John Jolly is a recovering meth head.
He's not recovering. He's honest, though.
No, damn. He's sober now. 4 days.
That's crazy.
He keeps on resetting.
Ozempic for weight loss, bro.
It's an insulin medicine. It's like for diabetes.
It's just the new thing that's killing you, man. It's just the new thing that they're rolling out. Oh, this is going to solve all your problems. Oh, never mind. It kills you.
It definitely kills you.
It's a fucking cycle, dude.
Dial 1-800-OUR-BAD.
Yeah.
Right. In 10 years. Yep. Have you, one of your loved ones, taken Ozempic and become a fucking mummified zombie? Right?
Don't worry. It's FDA approved.
It's FIDA. It's FIDA approved. No, it's FIFA. It's FIFA approved. It's FIFA.
Yep.
It's FIFA approved.
That shit's crazy.
So
hey, look,
only take supplements that are not FDA approved.
Just get used to it, guys.
And
just get used to it.
And don't ass fuck. And
if you're gonna go to the store and don't see some meat that's FIFA approved, I mean that FIFA. Yeah, because the Mexicans they come in here and drove.
Damn. They put the fentanyl on the meat.
They put Mexicans in the meat.
They're
we're eating Mexican meat.
Yeah, it's Soylent Green. It's Soylento Green.
Oh, shit. Soylento Verde. Es la Soylento Verde. Necesito una carne nuevo.
So
I feel like I speak Spanish now.
Yeah.
I've been listening to only Christian Spanish rock music on the radio all the time, and all of a sudden I just feel like I can speak Spanish.
I can dig it.
It's like a perceptual blocked.
What radio station is that?
Like what Buenas that Nuevas. 105.5.
Okay. I'm gonna check it out.
Buenas Nuevas.
Señor Papi Nuevas is what they call me.
Para un mundo.
El bitches. El
nuevo.
El putas.
Señor bitches.
Señor putas.
Tengo la habilidad. Entiendo.
Señor putas.
Entiendo. Que las personas te dije.
Sí. Tú tienes un mundo verde, pero yo tienes un mundo azul. Pero tú tienes un verde mojo. Yo tengo.
He speaks Spanish too, man.
Yo tengo.
You know, well, see, John's from Miami, so he still speaks Spanish from the time when he was a little Spanish boy in Miami.
Yep.
Cuando soy joven,
he said when he got here from Miami, he spoke. He was like, "Yo soy Juan Miller."
Yo soy Juan Miller.
Hola, mi nombre es Juan Miller.
Juan Miller.
Juan Miller. Sí.
Tengo un basketball.
Pero.
Damn. ¿Te gusta jugar conmigo?
El gente es de Memphis no me gusta yo porque soy muy guapo.
See, it wasn't that low, though. He was a little boy, so it was very high-pitched.
Right.
Ilian Gonzalez.
He's trying to put some...
I was trying to get some bitches, but I couldn't get no bitches. I had to learn how to get Memphis
like
bitches.
You were like six, bro.
No, I was 13.
Oh.
I was trying to get down on some high school girls, and so they thought I was nerdy because I had a Spanish accent. I had to lose that shit quickly.
So my brother went to Puerto Rico, yeah. And these girls were like super into him, right? They were like, you know, tall, white, American guy. Like, we're kind of into this. Yep. But then they found out he didn't speak Spanish, and they just weren't into it at all.
Yeah.
Which is like,
stock immediately drops.
Yeah, isn't that crazy, dude? And so he was like, he came home, and he was like, I'm fucking learning Spanish. He like tried to learn Spanish so he could go back to Puerto Rico and get all this pussy that like he had missed out on, but he never did. He never learned how to speak Spanish.
Damn. You would think that something
dream
would motivate.
Deferred,
I right. know, seriously.
It's dream deferred. Dream denied.
Dude.
Damn.
He just needs to listen to Buenos Nuevas.
Or a lot of Bad Bunny.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Girls love Bad Bunny.
He listens to a lot of Bad Bunny. Or Ozuna. You ever fuck with Ozuna?
Of course.
Ozuna's good shit, man.
Yep.
I like
know.
Ozuna.
I don't know any of that shit, bro.
What?
Dame lo que tu quieras, mommy.
Whoa. Fire, bro. I'm going to send you some stuff.
It's good shit.
Okay,
just
for sure.
Puerto Rican R&B hip hop.
Okay, good. Yeah, I need that when I'm fucking my bitch. I need some new music.
I mean, dude, you put on some Ozuna, your chick
crazy.
Will be wet. Yeah, she'll be wet.
Wet.
You throw some tahini
wet
on her
as
back.
Fuck
tahini. Oh yeah. Oh dude, hell yeah. And man, a little spice.
Licking it, going crazy.
Right.
Real party.
That's right.
All
right,
look, we got to dismount, bro. It's 8:00.
Let's hit it.
It's on you.
Thank you very much to our good friend Jeremy, who does not have a last name. And folks, we got some shit coming up. Good Vibes Comedy Festival. Come see me at the Ready Room on Thursday nights. And
Memphis, Tennessee.
East Memphis on Brookhaven Circle.
There you go.
And come to the fucking High Tone on Tuesday. What the hell are y'all doing? I know you pussies are at home right now.
Listening.
You're sitting in your fucking bed listening to Gold Nonsense. Get the fuck out of the bed. Put some goddamn clothes on. Get down here to the High Tone and enjoy some fantastic stand-up comedy for me and my homies. And thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Vaya con Dios, everybody.
Vaya con Dios.
I'll catch you on the flip side.